Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. We're so happy to see all of you here today. I promised Cliff that we would have a more uplifting service and sermon today than we have the past few weeks. So I hope you feel that. A few announcements for you. We're getting ready for Lent. Ash Wednesday is the 22nd of February, and there will be two services available. One at 2 p.m. It's a shortened, just like an imposition of ashes and a few words. And then at 7 p.m. we'll have a full worship service with celebration of the Lord's Supper. And then during Lent, we'll have Sunday school before worship, and we'll start that on the 25th, and we'll be talking about spiritual practices and disciplines for Lent and beyond. And then some people have been asking for a weekday afternoon study, so we'll try that out during Lent, starting on March 1st at 1:30 p.m., and we'll start out just by diving a little deeper into the passage that's coming for the upcoming Sunday, and you know, hopefully that'll give you a little more to think about during the sermon and throughout the service. Also, because Lent's coming, that means Easter is coming, and Easter is the traditional time in the Christian church to become a member of the church. And if you would like to become a member, if you're not a member and you would like to, please feel free to come to me, and we can talk about that. I know some people are a little nervous about being up in front of the congregation. We can talk about that too. But if that's something that you're thinking about, please come see me. Do we have all of our end of the year reports in? What is our deadline for that? Yesterday?
Well, not yesterday. I mean, a couple of weeks before we have our congregational meeting. You need time for the people to review. Most of the reports are easy to review.
Right. I think we need to give them a deadline, though.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Any other announcements? Anything that I'm missing? Yes.
In keeping with the Easter theme.
Yes.
There's a sign-up sheet in the back for Easter memorial flowers.
Ah, yes.
This year we will have lilies, hyacinths, and tulips.
I was going to ask if there were going to be tulips.
No tulips.
And they are priced differently, and the prices are on the sign-up sheet. As I know it sounds early, and it's before Ash Wednesday, and we don't really want to think about that. Notice, so orders need to be in by the 19th of March, so it's out there now.
All right. So if you want some Easter flowers, March 19th is the deadline. There's the sign up back there. It sounds like you've got a lot of time, but you kind of don't. So get cracking on that. All right. Anything else that I'm missing?
Food bank.
Cleaning supplies for the food bank. You can also donate food to the food bank if you would like, or cash. Yeah, you know, cash is always good too. All right. Well, with that, let us place ourselves in our most meditative and ready spirits to worship God with our call to worship. We are called to the work of Israel, to the work of Jesus. We are called to spread God's love in this world. We can do this work as we are because of the Holy Spirit. By God's grace, we are salt. We purify, we cleanse, we bind, we bring out the best in people. By God's grace, we are light. We allow things to be seen as they are. We point to holiness. By God's grace, we follow the commandments and the law. We love the Lord our God and our neighbors as ourselves. By God's grace, we are salt, we are light. God transforms us and uses us. Let us worship our God, so full of transformative grace. Let us rise in body or spirit to join in our opening hymn, O Word of God Incarnate. Worship, everyone is welcome as they are. We invite each other to set our burdens down, including the burden of false pretenses. Let us be honest with God and with ourselves about the ways that we fail so that we can hear the good news of Jesus' redemption anew. Let us confess our sins together. Almighty God, you have called us to bring out the best in the world around us, to be bold in our faith, to share your love with those around us. We have failed your command. We choose conflict. We choose laziness. We choose excuses. Forgive us for rejecting the identity that you offer us freely, for rejecting the work of your Holy Spirit in our hearts. Even when we fail, even when we are not perfect, God still claims us. God still calls us by name. God still places God's Spirit upon us. We are known and loved and forgiven. Amen. Let us now profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Siblings, let us greet one another with signs of peace. Let us prepare ourselves for our choir's anthem. Thank you. took me back to my camp days. Let us now gather up our prayers of concern and joy for the world, the church, and for one another. I have a couple of prayer concerns here. One from Kathy Sagi. She fell on Thursday and had some pretty serious injuries from that. So she's now pretty anxious about walking on steps, and she would like some prayers that her anxiety would calm and that she stays safe and standing. Also have a prayer request from Clara Kaler and Kathy Enrietto for a cousin. Skylin is a 2-year-old twin and who's been diagnosed with brain cancer, and she's had 3 brain surgeries this week, probably more surgeries and some chemo to come. So if you could keep Skylin in your prayers, and the whole family, that's a rough thing to go through. Please pray with me. Creator God, we gather this morning with our siblings in Christ across the world to worship you. Thank you for all the ways that you bless us, for the gift of a warm cup of coffee, for the love of a sister, for warm winter coats, for the luxury of naps. You are so good. We know that you accompany us every day, and that you bless us in small and large ways, but we also know that life is hard. It is full of sadness, loneliness, illness, fear, and of hatred. Heavenly Parent, we remember those who are struggling, those that we know intimately, and those who we have never met. We lift them up to you now. Lord, you have called us to share your love with the world. Empower us to do so. Empower us to work for good and to make positive change. Please guide our political leaders. Guide our community organizers. Bless medical professionals and nonprofit workers and parents and volunteers and everyone who works in small and big ways to bring about kindness and love. Unifying God, we pray for the universal church. We pray specifically this morning for our siblings in Christ who we do not agree with. May religion and tradition not distract us from the movement of your Spirit. May we find a way to stand united with other Jesus followers without turning away from injustice. God of all creation, we pray for those who are suffering from natural disasters. Pray for California and the rain it has been receiving. We pray for those in Kentucky still recovering from tornadoes and floods. We pray for all those on the Gulf Coast still recovering from hurricanes. All-knowing God, you know us. You know us, our deepest, truest selves. And so you know the prayer requests we carry. But the miracle of prayer is that there is something in the naming of our needs and worries and pain that connects us to you. And so with faith in your compassion, we pray for those that we name in our hearts or aloud at this time. Christ, you are alive. You are present. You are working in the world, and it is in your name that we pray together the way that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit and join in our hymn of praise, Christ Be Our Light. Please be seated. God gives out of God's abundance. Let us respond in joy to God's generosity with our own abundant giving. Heavenly God, we offer you these gifts. Please bless them, just as you bless those who gave them and those who receive them. May the sharing of these gifts remind us of the connection that holds us all together and the beloved community you call us to form. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading comes from Matthew 5, verses 13 through 20 from the Message version. Let me tell you why you are here. You are here to be salt seasoning that brings out God's flavors of the earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You are here to be light, bringing out the God colors in this world. God is not secret to be kept. We are going public with this, as public as the city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think that I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scriptures, either God's law or the prophets. I'm not here to demolish, but to complete. I am going to put it all together in a vast panorama. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and earth wears out, God's law will be alive and working. Trivialize even the smallest item that God's law and you will only have trivialized yourself. But take it seriously. Show the way for others, and you will find honor in the kingdom. unless you do far better than the Pharisees in matters of right living, you won't know the first thing about entering the kingdom. May God bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Prepare our hearts, O God, to accept your word. Silence in us any voices but your own, so that we may hear your word and also do it, through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I just want to tell you that there was one time when I was at seminary and I saw something pretty blasphemous, and I don't want you to like go out protesting and making signs or writing letters. I only saw it once, and I thought I think it was an honest mistake. But one time when I went into the cafeteria, I saw a bottle of Hunt's ketchup. If I had had pearls to clutch, I was about to call the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department. Everyone knows Heinz ketchup is the only way to go. Even before I lived in Pittsburgh, I knew Heinz is by far the superior ketchup. But when you're living in Pittsburgh, there is no reason to have Hunt's. At a seminary. I love ketchup. I mean, there's like the obvious reason of like it adds a nice like savory tang to, you know, what is otherwise kind of a bland food. But it actually has a lot of versatility. It's more than just a condiment. Like, you can use it as a rust remover. It shines your silver, copper, and brass to mirror finish. You know, if your dog has another run-in with a skunk, it's a decent odor eliminator. It's been used in the past to treat digestive ailments like heartburn, which seems a little counterintuitive to me. I even saw an article on how to use ketchup to correct a bad hair dye. And this unassuming condiment, this thing that we have, we all have it in our homes, it's the spice of Yinzer life. In first century Palestine, salt was a versatile and yet common spice of life. Like, of course, salt adds flavor to food, but it was and still all used as a preservative for fish and meat, for cleaning household items, purifying and healing our bodies. Salt is a necessary element of life. It's something that everyone understood and was familiar with, and Jesus was really good at using everyday, ordinary objects like salt to explain the importance of really difficult to understand concepts like the kingdom of heaven or, as in today's passage, discipleship. By nature of being followers of Jesus, we represent Jesus by bringing out the best in others, the way that salt and ketchup brings out the best flavors. We cleanse, we brighten, we preserve, we bind. Our purpose is intimately linked to this world. We don't exist only to serve ourselves. We've been given a mission. And that mission is to care for the world in a way that goes against the standard of the world. And it's in performing that care that we teach other people about God and who God is. One of the important things to take note of in the metaphors of salt and light in this passage is that this is a command to be communal. It's not just one grain of salt or a single match that will express God's love. It requires a plurality. Yens are to be like the salt of the earth. Not you, singular. Yens are the light of the world. There's something about being in relationship with other believers that allows us to become who God intends us to be. And I'm sure I'm not the first person to tell you that it's hard work to create a meaningful community. We can be nice to people, sure. Small talk here, some general politeness. But let's be honest, people can be annoying. They talk too much. They vote for the wrong political candidate. They demand your time. Sometimes they're just plain rude or outright mean. Yet, this passage makes clear that we, as disciples, we can't carry out Jesus' mission if we aren't linked in community. It takes tomatoes, vinegar, sweetener, salt, onion, a variety of spices, allspice, cumin, garlic, to make ketchup. Now, like Hunts, we've got all of the necessary ingredients. But sometimes things seem off. It's just not quite what we were expecting. Thankfully, Henry Hines had a sense of wonder and curiosity. He knew there was a way to get all of those ingredients working together. And if he really took the time to think about each ingredient and their properties, he could get them together to make the perfect flavor, the perfect consistency for our French fries. Often when we take that wonder and curiosity with us when encountering the hard-to-love people, when we encounter the unreliable, the Debbie Downers, the just plain old boring people, when we take that wonder and curiosity, we find some of the answers as to why they are the way they are. We find that they need and seek ways to provide what's missing in their lives. But Hines didn't stop there. He knew that more than just Pittsburgh needed his fancy ketchup. This ketchup needed to be spread throughout the United States, the world even. Henry Hines knew there was more to life than just ketchup. Honestly, Henry didn't start with ketchup. He started with horseradish. Regardless, it takes more than just ketchup for discipleship to flourish. So Henry created 57 varieties. There would ultimately be more than 6,000 varieties of Heinz products, but we gotta start somewhere. There are all kinds of ingredients, all kinds of people included as Christ's disciples. They come from different countries. They worship God in a different way than we do. They're found in different colors. They speak different languages. We're told by Scripture to look outward into the world. That's a pretty difficult thing to do when our actions as disciples in our own communities are neglected. When we don't treat our own siblings in Christ with the respect, kindness, and love that Jesus taught, we certainly can't be a mirror of God's love to the rest of the world. When Jesus tells us that we are the salt of the earth, or as I'm telling you, the ketchup of Pittsburgh, he's giving us disciples a distinct capacity to elicit goodness. When we forget that we're supposed to value those that society expels, that we're supposed to care for those who suffer loss, we're supposed to seek justice, show mercy, be peacemakers, we become Hunt's ketchup. Or worse, fish sauce. We become salt that has lost its taste. At the end of this passage, Jesus tells us that he has not come to get rid of the Torah or the prophets. God's word is still God's word. We still have to follow the rest of the rules. But Jesus has also come to fulfill the Torah and the prophets. The Torah and the prophets have expanded beyond just the Israelites because of Jesus. What that means is that every single one of us and each of our neighbors throughout the world is indispensable to God's covenant relationship. We are all God's children. As disciples, we're supposed to bring the flavor to our relationships with one another. It's because of who Jesus is and how he understands his mission that we, individually and collectively, are enabled to be the ketchup of Pittsburgh. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit for our communion hymn, Break Thou the Bread of Life.
Dear Lord, do we peace of the people of God. They will come from east and west and from north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is not Glenshaw Valley's table. This is not a Presbyterian table. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites all who trust in him to share the feast which he has prepared. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
It is right to give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord, our God, creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever say to the glory of your name, Holy,
holy, holy, holy Lord,
God of power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine, and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup. Oh, there it is. Saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread or drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord Jesus Christ until he comes. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Christ shed for you. Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal kingdom. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit for our closing hymn, Together We Serve. Friends, before we leave, let me offer up a charge and benediction. Beloveds, you are the ketchup of Pittsburgh. Go today with the Spirit and bring out the best of the world, the goodness that God has already created. Purify, cleanse, bind. And remember that this imperative from God is to the church. Let us spread God's love in the world as a community, because we cannot do it alone. Amen. Amen.